Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do you start a dream that scares you? I get this question all the time. People say, Brendan, you know, I know you started your books and you left corporate America and you've been through a lot and you've built all these different brands and these different web properties and these different things. How did you do it all? Weren't you scared? And I say, yeah, I was scared, but that didn't stop me. And I know how hard it can be, though, if you've got a big dream and you're just trying to figure out, how do I start it, especially when it scares me? It scares me because I don't know how it'll turn out. It might compromise my position at work. It might freak out my spouse, my wife. My kids might not understand it. Anytime you go to change something, it's scary. And starting a dream is ultimately change, right? Starting anything is change. So it's first and foremost to realize you're just responding to starting a dream the same way you respond to almost any change. Right? It's not, people say, well, I must not believe my dream enough. No, you probably just are scared of change in general. Once you master change, then anything, starting a dream or starting any new thing, period, gets a little easier. So let's talk about what the real heart of matter is. It's dealing with change. You know, starting a dream is learning how to deal with change. And so let's talk through how can you do it in a way that supports you, but it gets you going. Well, first and foremost, primary thing you have to do is be honest. Why haven't you started the dream? If you got the dream and you haven't started, why haven't you started? Well, it's convenient to say, well, because I'm scared. And most people are lying to themselves. They're not scared. They're uncertain. They don't feel capable. They're not really scared. It's not fear. It's very popular to say, well, people are just fearful. And the reality is they're not. Often they're uncertain. Often they're worried. Often what's really driving them is that they don't have competencies or capabilities in that area. And if they did, they would do great. Sure, we can say, well, they're scared they're gonna fail. But most people, I think as adults, they become more conscious. They just get in a rhythm of how much action they're willing to take during the day or not. And so more often, it's lack of discipline and sustained motivation is an issue more than it is fear. They don't want it enough, they don't hunger for it enough, and they don't orient their days to go get it. And that's the honest truth. The honest truth is not fear is putting them on the couch and they're curled up in a ball and terrified they're gonna fail and no one's gonna love them. No, they wanted it, they never stayed focused on it. If they don't focus on it consistently, they'll never start the dream. See, it has to be something that you obsess about a little bit. You pay attention to a lot. You start willing yourself and working yourself each day to move towards. That's how you start. It doesn't have to come with, look, I don't even care if you deal with your past stuff or your past issues at the beginning of starting a dream. I just need you to go, okay, let's get in the game here. Let's start. Let's do something. Let's take some action. So after you're honest with yourself, and honest with yourself also requires you, if you're like, well, Brendan, I'm very strong. I'm not one of these weak-willed people who are driven by fear. You don't understand, Brendan. I am a perfectionist. You know, if you are a perfectionist, you're also not being honest with yourself. If you have not started the dream and you're saying it's because of perfectionism, you're lying. Please watch my YouTube video on perfectionism. If you were actually a perfectionist, at least you would be accurate. And every perfectionist, by accurate definition, would understand that perfectionism, to perfect something, can only happen after you've completed and released something, after you've already done it. Perfection comes after you've done it. Now you start perfecting it and getting better at it and zooming it in and dialing it in. It only comes after you've done it. So if you haven't done it, if you haven't started, don't fool yourself and tell yourself you're a perfectionist. What you are is scared. What you are is uncertain. What you are is incapable so far. You don't have the competency, the confidence, the will, the attention, the energy, whatever it is for you. And by the way, I'm not here to tell you what your issue is. I'm just here saying, be honest. Discover what it is. Is it really fear? Is it lack of hunger, motivation, focus, attention, energy, health? What has it been that has delayed you from starting that? Be honest. Once you're honest with yourself, you take back the power of your life. You start to activate your personal power again. Now we can start moving on.
Hey, it's Brandon jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Second thing you do after you're being honest with yourself is set up a learning journey map. What do you mean by that? If you got a dream, decide, okay, what would I have to learn and master to be able to start that dream and do it well or get into that dream and improve upon? So for example, when I wanted to do these videos, I said, okay, well, I'm gonna have to learn some stuff about online marketing. I'm gonna have to learn some things about lighting. I'm gonna have to learn some things about cameras. I'm gonna have to learn some things about communication and get over my own stuff about talking to a lens or talking to people. I'm gonna have to learn these things. What did I do? I scheduled my learning. I said, okay, this week I'm gonna learn about cameras. This week I'm gonna learn about lighting. This week I'm gonna learn about Facebook. This week I'm gonna learn about YouTube. And by scheduling the learning that was necessary to start the dream, I gained real competency. And with competency comes confidence. And with confidence comes action. And with action comes more competence in learning. With more competence comes more confidence. And you start getting this momentum along the way just based on your learning. Now, you can't learn forever at some, I mean, you can, but you need to at least set a start date. It's like, learn as much as you can, but I had all these things lined up on a map. Okay, I'm gonna learn this, learn this, learn this. Then, this day, I'm gonna shoot my first video, I'm gonna release it. Here we go. So, it's necessary for you to schedule your learning and your start date. Otherwise, you will never start it, right? You will never start the dream. You just won't. And you can't fool yourself in thinking you're like, I'm not gonna start until it's perfect or I'm gonna be great. I mean, the great Zig Ziglar said, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to become great. I always love that. So don't worry about having everything dialed in and everything perfect. Just start learning and schedule the date. I tell people often, they say, well, Brandon, what if I want to quit my job and start a dream? I say, great, set a date. If you really hate your job, set a date. When is it gonna be? 2 months out, 3 months out, 6 months out, 9 months out? If it's not in the calendar, you're never gonna quit. You're gonna stay there forever. Put it in the calendar. That's D-Day, that's Freedom Day, that's the day you're gonna leave. What would you have to learn and what skills would you have to start acquiring before that date? So when you leave, boom, you hit the ground running. That's what you have to do. A learning schedule, a start date. Very simple. Be honest. Set a schedule for your learning and your start date. And then third, as soon as you're ready to go, take 3 actions every single day to keep your dream going forward. That's it. Just wake up every single day. Just people say, well, how do I start? But I go, just give yourself 3 things to do each day. Just 3 things. Say, these are my 3 goals today that I'm gonna do to move towards my dream. Everybody can do 3 things to move their dream forward every day. You can't tell them you can't do 3 things. They could be simple things. They could be 1 phone call. They could be a series of emails. They could be 1 video. They could be, 1 page of writing. They can be 1 thing of creation. You can be 1 PowerPoint, 1 keynote. You can do simple things.
But don't say you can't do three things. Because if you can't figure out a way to do three things every day to move your dreams forward, then you're not living. You're trapped somewhere. And you're trapped in a series of bad routines and bad habits and false expectations about having to do everything for everybody else before you ever do anything for you. Your dreams are necessary. They were given to you. You have them, you dream of something, you're excited to start something. Your job, your mission is to overcome your fear, to overcome your inadequacies, to start, to schedule it, to start developing competency and capability, confidence, to start moving towards it. That's why you were gifted with that hunger and that drive and the desire. Listen to it.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, My members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post, we can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.